Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. For many investors, bonds have always been an important part of their investment portfolio. This year, bond yields have risen as the hopes of an economic rebound increase and the Federal Reserve raises its target for inflation. But as these rising yields make bonds more attractive to new investors, they can have negative consequences for those currently invested in the fixed-rate market, and as such, could also affect one's financial goals. Roy Jantz is a certified financial planner and managing partner at Goldfinch Wealth Management. He joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Roy, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Mike.
Well, let's start with a little education first. Please explain to our listeners why bond values generally go down when interest rates go up.
Let me explain it this way. Let's say, for example, that you went out and you bought a $1,000 bond that pays 2% interest every year. And then next year, let's say interest rates go up. So I come along and I want to buy a bond. And I've got now two options. I can buy a brand new bond that, say, pays 3%, or you may want to sell your bond to me. And I'm going to look at the two options. I'm going to say I can buy a brand new bond at 3%, or I can pay you to buy a bond that's only paying 2%. Well, obviously, I'm not going to pay you the full $1,000 that you paid for it anymore because it's not worth as much to me. So I may only offer you $900 or $950 for your bond. So in essence, your old bond now has lost value.
Well, now recently we had the Federal Reserve come out and say that they intend to keep interest rates practically at zero, short-term interest rates. And yet we've also heard the Federal Reserve last year say that they want to raise the targets for inflation, which normally puts upward pressure on interest rates. So what's going on here?
I think when you look at the Federal Reserve, they have a dual mandate. On one side, their purpose is to try to keep employment as full as possible. The other part is to make sure that inflation stays low or within certain parameters. Previously, it was really much more of a focus on keeping inflation down. That seems to have switched a little bit now, where the emphasis seems to be more on getting employment as full as possible. Even inflation creeps up a little bit. So they've definitely made some comments about, you know, they might keep rates lower longer, but certainly at some point we do expect that they will go up. Again, it's not guaranteed. They've been talking about that back in 2019. And of course, we had a global pandemic that drove rates even lower than they historically had been before then. But overall, we do expect over the coming years, rates to slowly start to rise.
Okay, and so what should investors be doing now in their financial planning or arranging their portfolios, getting ready for possible increases in interest rates across the spectrum?
I think the first step that investors need to do is to clearly understand, you know, what is the purpose of the bonds in their investment account, as this could dramatically, you know, change the strategy they may want to use. So for some people, they may have some bonds in their investment account because they're expecting they're going to need to withdraw that money in 12 to 18 months. Those investors may want to just go to cash, as, you know, the odds that they're going to get a much of a return out of those bonds is not going to be high, and the downside risk might not be a good trade-off for them. There are other people, though, that are using bonds to generate income. A lot of retirees like bonds for income purposes to supplement other income sources. And so they might want to do kind of what we call credit-sensitive bonds, where they're higher-yield bank loans, bonds that generally have still higher interest rates that can absorb some of these potential pullbacks in the values, but still accomplish the primary purpose of keeping that monthly or quarterly income coming in. And other people even can go a little bit more risky and look at things such as dividend-paying stocks. And then the final piece, I mean, that I might bring up too, is another huge purpose of bonds and portfolios is to reduce the volatility of the account. So really try to reduce the downward swings when the stock market pulls back. Here, you know, certainly can look at things like short-term bonds or even alternatives, commodities, currencies, hedge funds, long-short equity, managed futures, real estate, of course, is another one. And each of them have their own pros, cons, risks that investors need to be fully aware of before investing.
Roy, as always, great information. Thanks so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Mike.
Roy Jantz is a certified financial planner and managing partner at Goldfinch Wealth Management. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also find links to subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.